From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal in The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which has refused to participate in the case and warned it would reject its conclusion. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington the ruling will disincentivize negotiation and intensify conflict.
This arbitration case will probably open the door of abusing arbitration procedures. It will certainly undermine or weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations and consultations for solving their disputes.
He said Beijing remains committed to negotiations with other parties. Philippines Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay urged those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Washington supports the rule of law.
We support efforts to resolve territorial and maritime disputes in the South China Sea peacefully and through arbitration such as this. This decision is an important contribution to the shared goal of a peaceful resolution to disputes in the South China Sea.
A senior U.S. State Department official said the ruling creates an important diplomatic opportunity for productive discussions. Zimbabwean authorities have detained a Baptist minister who started a social media campaign calling for a stay-at-home protest over the country's corruption and economic woes. Evan Mawarire was arrested Tuesday, charged with inciting unrest and disturbing the peace. He called for a job boycott for Wednesday and Thursday as protests in the southern African country intensify. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Tuesday that President Obama has given him greater freedom to strike at the Taliban under new rules of engagement announced during a visit by Defense Secretary Ashton Carter.
We discussed President Obama's recent decision to grant additional flexibility to the U.S. commander here in Afghanistan, flexibility that will maximize the use and effectiveness of our forces that are already here in Afghanistan to support Afghan forces.
Nicholson said the new rules have been used on an almost daily basis in support of Afghan forces. Last week, President Obama announced he was slowing the rate of withdrawal of U.S. troops. A fragile ceasefire called by rival leaders held Tuesday in South Sudan's capital, Juba, after several days of artillery and small arms fire that left hundreds dead and displaced tens of thousands. The truce called Monday by both President Salva Kiir and his longtime rival, First Vice President Riek Machar, after forces loyal to both used our anti-aircraft guns, attack helicopters, and tanks against each other. General Dow Otterjong is allied with the former rebel leader.
The forces under me are part of government forces. They will not fight government. South Sudanese people, they are requesting, it is a need of people of South Sudan to have peace. We don't want to continue in senseless war.
The violence raised fears the country was slipping back into civil war. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai spent her 19th birthday Tuesday in the world's largest refugee camp, which the Kenyan government plans to close down by the end of the year.
I was here to speak out for girls here, and as the camp is going to be closed down soon, I wanted to make sure that the girls' education is not affected by it.
Kenya alleges that attacks in the country by al-Shabaab militants have been planned in the camp. UN and opposition officials warned intense fighting in the northern Syrian city Aleppo threatens a humanitarian disaster as hundreds of thousands have been cut off from basic supplies. Meanwhile, two non-governmental agencies said that dozens have died of starvation in the besieged town of Madaya. Britain gets a new prime minister Wednesday, Home Secretary Theresa May, to replace David Cameron, who chaired his last cabinet meeting Tuesday after resigning over the result of the British referendum last month to leave the European Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who waged a spirited but unsuccessful campaign against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination, endorsed her candidacy Tuesday against Republican Donald Trump.
Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nominating process.
Sanders called Clinton far and away the best candidate. At least 22 killed, dozens injured when two passenger trains collided head-on in the southern Italian region of Puglia. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi said an investigation is underway. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.